first, we win. I'm a polling skeptic. That's because I know enough about them to have good cause to suspect that they are significantly skewed, and most of that to the left. That translates to I think Biden's approval numbers, currently in the 30s, are inflated. Despite legacy media and big tech, the data we do have shows an unmistakable lurch to the right. For reasons I won't get into, and that most people find boring, right now, so I will eventually get boring, I think this lurch is actually a shift, and that it's underreported in the data. All that adds up to, assuming I'm right, is that a red wave the Democrats are so afraid of is likely going to be a tsunami, and it will probably be followed by a couple of its friends. 2022 will be a bloodbath, and if we elect the right Republicans, 2024 will be even worse. The last 40 years have been typified by the promise big, accomplish nothing, blame the other side, repeat school of politics. Those little fishes are about to get eaten by the whale of public sentiment. The left pushed too far, did too much, and the rebound is really gonna hurt. But Republicans have been playing this game for just as long, and that's got to stop if whatever remains of the party is going to be an actual player in American politics beyond 2024. It's time to clean house, and if Republicans aren't up to the job, the American people will very likely find someone who is. So the first order of business is electing solid candidates, strong conservatives and populists, in 2022. Elect enough of them to begin undermining the Biden agenda, which is redundant as Biden's agenda mostly undermines itself, but the garbage needs to be taken out, and even restoring some of Trump's accomplishments. Now, a year ago, I wouldn't have thought the Senate would be in play enough to actually get to 60. Right now, I think it already is. No counting chickens. All we have right now is eggs. So we have got to work hard in the primaries. Find out who your candidates are, who supports them, what they stand for, and vote accordingly. It's imperative to get good people into office to actually get the government we want, and now is the time. There is a ton of work to be done, and the do-nothing establishment candidates we put up with for over the last couple of decades will not do it. The world isn't ending, the sky isn't falling, but the danger of fear-mongering politicians upending and destroying our American system is very real. We can stop it, and we must. 2022 is the first battle toward a future that we want to leave to our kids.